The Count of Monte Cristo by Alexandre Dumas. On the 24th of February, 1815, in Marseille, the lookout of Notre Dame de la Garde signaled the three master, the Pharaon, from Smyrna, Trieste, and Naples. As usual, a pilot put off immediately, and rounding the Chateau d'If, got on board the vessel between Cap Morgillon and the Ile de Rion. As usual, the platform of Fort Saint-Jean was soon covered with spectators. The ship drew near slowly and sedately, like a herald of misfortune. Beside the pilot was a young man, who with a vigilant eye watched every motion of the ship. He was a fine, tall, slim young fellow with black eyes and hair as dark as the raven's wing, and his whole appearance bespoke that calmness and resolution peculiar to men accustomed from their cradle to contend with danger.
"Ah, is it you, Dantès?" cried a man from a skiff. "Why have you such an air of sadness aboard?"
"Captain Leclerc, Monsieur Morel. He died of brain fever in dreadful agony. He's at his rest with two bullets of 36 pounds each at his head and heels off the island of El Giglio. We bring to his widow his sword and cross of honour."
"And the cargo?"
"All safe and sound, Monsieur Morel. Here is Monsieur Danglars, who will furnish you with every particular. I must..."